Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Quote, Jair died. Then the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord. Judges 10 verses 5 and 6. Looking at a map of the land, you will see that at only one spot can rain-laden winds break through the central highlands, at the Jezreel Valley. These winds drop their precipitation on the hot, dry plateau called Gilead, east of the Jordan. Although desolate country, it became the pharmacy of the East, renowned for its spices. Thus the ironic question, quote, Is there no balm in Gilead? Jeremiah 8:22. This was Jair's territory, but he had died. Now these world borderers show us the danger of living on the edge. They, quote, served the Baals and the Ashtoreths, the gods of Syria, the gods of Sidon, the gods of Moab, the gods of the people of Ammon, and the gods of the Philistines. Judges 10 verse 6. The more gods the merrier. Thus the Lord squeezed them, with the Philistines on the west and the Ammonites to the east. Verse 7. This carried on for 18 long years. At last, they, quote, cried out to the Lord. Verse 10. But this time the Lord, in essence, said, You come looking for help in the hard times, and I help you. But you forsake me in the good times. So, said the Lord, quote, Go and cry out to the gods which you have chosen. Let them deliver you in your time of distress. Verse 14. Of course, they knew that wouldn't work. Ah, Jephthah, quote, a mighty man of valor. Let's ask him to help. Now Jephthah, quote, was the son of a harlot, chapter 11, verse 1. He had been disowned and rejected by polite society. So when they ask him, Can you hear the echo of God's words? Quote, Did you not hate me and expel me from my father's house? Why have you come to me now when you are in distress? Verse 7. Sometimes, when we don't listen to the Lord, He has to use someone closer to home to get his point across.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.